Living at 40-some degrees north latitude in late June, we in down east Maine have been blessed these past few days with some of the latest sunsets of the year, despite our longest day of the year having occurred about a week ago on the summer solstice. Today is the 177th day of 2017, meaning we have 188 days left in this year. Our bucket of time is still a little more than half full for 2017. By the end of the week, that bucket will be a little less than half empty. 50 years ago yesterday, the Beatles performed their new song, All You Need Is Love, during the closing segment of Our World, the first ever living international telecast carried by satellite to 14 countries. 141 years ago yesterday, Lieutenant Colonel George Armstrong Custer and his 7th Cavalry were done in by the Sioux and the Cheyenne at the Battle of the Little Bighorn in Montana. And today, 72 years ago, the Charter for the United Nations was signed in San Francisco. The original UN Declaration had been signed by 26 nations in January 1942 as a formal opposition act to Germany, Italy, and Japan, otherwise known as the Axis powers. The scope of those global skirmishes is beyond the understanding of most folks who were not alive at the time. And that means, with an ever-decreasing number of people 85 years old or older, the majority of humanity has not experienced the sort of global conflict the world endured during World War II. Instead, we have regional entrenchments, the selection of which is vast and varied. At any given time right now, for example, fighting is fierce in some realm, say the Middle East. The relativity of this is lost on many of us. Many of us here in down east Maine at the moment are attempting to cope with forces much larger than ourselves. Will we have enough fair weather to finish planting our gardens? Will we then have enough moisture to then sustain those gardens? Will we have the fortitude to withstand whatever insects are beleaguering us, either our bodily selves or the crops we are attempting to tend? We live, after all, pretty much in a northern rainforest, replete with the critters and the sometimes undesirable flora that accompany such environments. It is indeed a jungle out there, with ticks and poison ivy waiting just for you. But the key word is live, a root component of the word livable, and it's the inhospitable stuff that paradoxically keeps down east Maine livable, at least from the standpoint of not being inundated with other human beings, except for this time of year when we have that traditional group of you-know-who-I-mean showing up for a few months, when we learn yet a little more about summer people and summer not. We mean that in a friendly way. From Orono, Maine, have a great day.